What's up, everybody? This is Pastor Shannon Williams. You're watching the KTF podcast or listening on your favorite platform. We're so excited to have you today. I do have a co-host here with me today before we get into this. So let me introduce him to you real quick. We do have B. Mizzle in the house. What's up, everybody? Let's give a shout out to B. Mizzle. How are you?
How you doing? Word up, America. How you doing?
So what's up with you, man? Are you all right? You feeling good?
Feeling good. Feeling good. Over the crud. I know a lot of people's got it going around, but
a lot of people are sick right now. A lot of sickness going around. People got some kind of flu-like something going, you know. Yeah. So
I think they just pass it back and forth, you know.
Right.
Gets in a household and it just spreads.
Yeah, that's true. So we got a great podcast. That's right. We don't stand for
all. Tell them men on the retreat, talk to it. Tell it to leave in Jesus'
name. Come on, talk to that stuff in the name of Jesus. All right. So if this podcast seems a little odd to you or a little off.
It does feel funny here.
You know? Yeah, but see, okay.
Gazing into your eyes.
So we're having a real conversation, me and you here, right?
Yeah.
We're just looking at each other. Right. This is what it should be about. We're just having a conversation and everybody else gets to hang out with us. Right. But
pull a seat up. Join us.
But there's another reason. There's another reason.
Well, somebody
we're missing a couple people tonight.
That's right. That's right. But the show must go on.
The show must go on. So actually I am here tonight and I'm running the show. So if there's a mistake done on the computer, if there's a mistake somewhere in the switching,
well, you sounded like a 70s echo.
Yeah, if you can't hear us, if the volumes are off, like whatever, just it's my fault. Okay. All right. I'll own that. All right. So wherever you are, I want you to share and, let us know where you're watching from. Share the podcast and let us know where you are watching from. Hit that like button. And if you will subscribe, I want you to subscribe, hit the subscribe button and, let everybody else know, get the word out. KTF podcast is about defending the faith and standing for truth. And so today, we're going to be talking about something that is very, very controversial. It has been a very, very hot button topic. I know most all the Christians that I know of, brother, I know most all of them have said something, made a comment about it. There's been people that are saying it's not a big deal and people who are saying this is so terrible that it's a travesty. Okay. So
the way I look at it, we got to go. You know, it's time to match.
Right, yeah. So what we're talking about, and you may have seen this, Donald J. Trump was inaugurated president. Now, why would you say that? Why do I got to be careful?
You just mentioned that name. You better be ready.
Be ready.
He's got a lot of defenders.
He's got a lot of defenders. Well, I think he's got a lot of haters, too.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah. But anyway, so we saw the inauguration. It was a big to-do. January 20th is pretty awesome. To see
a big deal. I didn't realize how big of a, you know,
it is a big deal to see a president go out
watching it on their phones. And, you know, it happened at about noon and I got home and, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, it's still going on. You know, they moved over to this hall and they're dancing and I'm like, my goodness, this is an all day affair.
It really is that, you know, they went to an arena. They didn't have it outside anymore. There was a lot of issues. I believe they said it was because of the cold, but I don't believe that for a minute. They've had it in the cold before. I believe there was a threat.
Yeah.
They've tried to unalive Donald Trump for several times.
I heard about you know, careful these prophets these days. You know, I seen him getting shot in a hockey arena, and then they move it to a hockey arena. And they didn't get shot. Imagine that. So was the prophet right or wrong there? You know?
I mean, it didn't come true.
What I'm saying is you better know that you know that you know when you put some things out there.
Well, okay, let's just, all right, before we jump into this. Thanks for the rabbit trail, bro. Thanks. I appreciate it. Well, you know, okay, so. Well,
inquiring minds were there.
So a prophet, you're talking about a prophet, right? Prophet's giving a prophetic word. Yeah. Well, listen, if they get it wrong, if they get it wrong, then something's wrong.
Yes, right?
That's how I think. If they get it wrong, something's wrong. Either they didn't hear from God. People can make mistakes. They really can.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's possible. You know, nobody's perfect. But, the main thing that a prophet needs to do is hear from God.
Yeah.
You know, God don't miss. Maybe we miss details.
Yeah.
But God don't miss. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's exactly so, right.
But what we're chatting about is Donald J. Trump not putting his hand on the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
When he was being sworn in as president of the United States, there's people in an uproar. They're saying it's not valid. They're saying it was done on purpose.
I've heard
conspiracy theories about it.
Yeah, that's the ones I heard where it's if he didn't swear on, he's not swearing to the old government or something. I don't know.
What I don't know what that means.
I forgot Wendy was telling me something about it. She's like, well, he's just saying that he's not down with all that, you know, deep state stuff. So that's why he didn't swear to it. But I just watched a video just now because I was busy at that time when it happened. So I didn't even see it. So I just went.
You had a lot going on.
I had a lot going on. And I just watched it, and I think it was really out of hindsight, you know.
Okay, so they waited, just so you know, they waited for J.D. Vance. They waited for his whole family to come up there. J.D. Vance's whole, they brought his kids out.
Yeah, it was a bunch of people.
A bunch of people.
I don't know if that's normal or not.
I'm not sure either. But anyway, so they had the Bible there, and they put his hand. And, you know, historically in the past, you know, presidents, they've put their hands on different things.
Yeah.
It hasn't always been the Bible. Not every time.
I heard some the Quran and they've used all kind of things.
Well, Lyndon B. Johnson put his hand on some type of a book of prayers. Somebody in history used a hymnal or something of that nature. Anything that they consider to be holy or above them in nature, yeah. Right? And so I think that's kind of the purpose, right? It's like the Bible is a book of God, and if I put my hand upon this book while I say the oath, it makes it more special or more concrete. Yeah. But
I've heard the saying, I swear on a stack of Bibles. You know, like one's not good enough. I'll just stack them up. I really mean what I'm going to say.
You must be a really big liar if you got to swear on a stack of Bibles.
You know, usually it is a lie. If you notice that, anybody says that, they usually lie. Yeah.
So let's talk about it. All right, so this is where we're at. And we want you, if you're watching with us right now, we want you to comment. What do you think? Was it done on purpose? Was it a mistake? Is it a big deal? This is stuff we want to chat about because it's important. And I got a scripture that I want to share that I think is really going to help us.
Yeah,
okay,
teach us something on
that. So comment out there. Let us know what you think about it. So, all right. So what I saw was they waited for J.D. Vance. They waited for him. They came up. They did the whole thing. Justice Roberts was the one who was doing the presidential oath of office. And when they called him up, he was like, he started it immediately. I think it was a jump the gun by him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had done that before.
He just started reading whatever he had.
Yeah, he just started reading it. And, you know, his wife Melania and his family, you could tell they were rushing in, you know, to get up there.
Probably don't practice for that. You know, think about it.
Out of all the things that happened in that day,
there's no wedding planner. There's no, all right, now you're going to walk in and Melania, you're going to come up. Yeah, there's none of that, I'm sure.
Somebody's in charge of the day.
Yeah.
Somebody's running stuff.
There's an itinerary, but I mean, he's probably just like, all right, now we're going into this part of it.
But I mean, everything else is on TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's you got cameras on, they're just moving back and forth. So what it really looked like, so Donald Trump, it was reported he was going to have Abraham Lincoln's, the same Bible Abraham Lincoln, he made his oath on.
Oh, really?
And his mother's Bible.
Yeah,
now,
that's what I heard.
Now,
mother or grandmother. Somebody.
Yeah. So you don't bring those. You don't bring those to an inauguration. You don't bring those to an event and not put your hand upon them on purpose.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that's way too much preparation, way too much stuff, what thoughts going into it. So in my honest opinion, from what I saw, there's nothing nefarious here.
Yeah.
It's just, they just rushed into it And
well, the judge started
before Melania was even up there.
Melania walks up behind Donald Trump, and she's kind of like got the Bible. He can't even see out of his peripheral because he's looking at the judge. So she's just standing back here, and he's just going on, you know. And I really don't think he you know, he's probably like, well, this is, we're just going, you know. I really don't think it was anything nefarious at all, you know, but I know some people's upset about it.
Oh, yeah, they're upset. I know people online, Christians, pastors, boy, they are just, they think that this man is now, because of that happened, it is that he's evil. And so I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think that Donald J. Trump, because he didn't put his hand on the Bible, that somehow now he's not a supporting Christian, he's not a Christian man, and he's do you think he's an evil man, and he's like, this is a wicked plan, and he's the Antichrist?
Well, from what I've heard, we've had 8 years of a president that's swearing on the Quran. So, I mean, what would you rather have? And I think he is looking out for the best interest. Look, folks, I don't need President Trump to be my savior. I got
Preach.
A savior.
Preach.
I need somebody that's going to keep me safe. I want you to do two things. Keep me safe and make my bank account fat. That's all I need to do. If you can do that, I can take care of the rest. I don't need a savior. I don't need you to, you know, be a pastor or a preacher. You know, just help me make money. That's all I need.
Oh, I don't know if I ever heard anybody quite put it that way, but all right, so your answer is what?
I'm in the camp.
Is he evil for doing this?
No, absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
Come on, people. Was this a mistake?
I think it's clearly a mistake.
Should it be viewed as
Has anybody asked him about it? I mean, let's ask him. He'll freely tell you. He tells you everything. He's not candid about anything.
He'll tell you what he thinks.
Yeah, just say, hey, why didn't you swear on the Bible? He's like, I was wondering about that. I never saw him, you know, or. I don't know.
So I believe it was rushed, and I don't believe it was on purpose.
My question to you is, as believers, you know, what does the Bible say about swearing on the Bible? Tell me that.
Well, the Bible says that we shouldn't be swearing an oath at all.
That's what I thought.
Anything in heaven or in earth.
That's what I was reading.
In the earth, you got it, right?
Yeah.
All right, read that.
Matthew 5:34, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, nor for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king, neither shall thou swear by the head, because thou canst not make our one hair white or black. So I don't think we're supposed to swear at all.
Right.
You know, I haven't been to court really, like, put on the stand or anything like that. But, you know, I don't even think you're supposed to do that as believers.
Well, is there a difference between swearing and an oath? Is there a difference?
Probably. By the definition of it, there probably is. Let's see.
An oath or a vow? An oath is a vow. You're saying I am doing something. I am going to, you know, there's lots of vows. There's the Nazarite vow that Samson had, that he wouldn't drink of the fruit of the vine. He wouldn't cut his hair, and he wouldn't touch anything that was unclean. That's a vow before God. That's not a bad thing.
No, marriage vows,
right? So it's okay to do an oath. But you shouldn't swear. Only liars swear.
Yeah.
The Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay.
Right.
Anything else
is
evil.
If my word is not good enough, you know, think about the big deals that were done back in the day. Handshakes, my word. If I say I'm going to do something, or I'm going to finish this contract or whatever the deal was, you know, it's mostly done with handshakes, because if you got one over on a guy, you'd never do another job for anybody.
Well, because the word of mouth would say, hey, Bob over here, he did me dirty, man.
That's right.
So I have a scripture here that I want to talk about. The Bible's full of vows. Now, you can make a vow to God, It happens. People make vows to God, but there's a scripture in Numbers 30.
Okay.
Numbers 30, verse 2. It says this: if a man vow a vow, if he vows a vow, to swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth.
Yeah, out of your mouth.
So I want to say this. None of that has to do with anything that you put your hand on.
That's right.
Putting your hand on something does not automatically make you tell the truth,
yeah,
or say that you will honor something. So this is my take. It's what comes out of your mouth.
That's right.
That proceeded from your heart. God sees your words. God knows your words. And the Bible says, if a man's going to vow to swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, I believe that, you know, that oath of office, he is saying, I will do my best to defend. God hears that.
That's exactly right.
You know,
he's going to be accountable for what he says. And he told that judge, look, I swear I'm going to protect this country to the best of my ability, or whatever the oath said. You know?
Yes.
You know, that's what matters.
So not just him, but every president,
everybody, every judge,
every congress and congressman, senator, House of Representatives, whoever.
Yeah.
They make a vow. They do not uphold that vow. Mm-hmm. They will stand before God. They will stand before God. God will judge them if they upheld that vow or not.
Right.
See, that's why I believe there's a lot of people going to bust hell wide open. Because they took a vow in front of God, in front of everybody else. And it doesn't matter if I was just trying to do my best. No, did you fulfill your word and your vow?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The Bible says
that every idle word, yeah, we will stand for every idle word,
yeah,
that we speak, every one of them. And so this is a big deal. But
I was just kidding, and I was that way forever. And then I said, I didn't mean it. I was just kidding. You know, when I said that, when I played with that Ouija board or I did that chant or whatever, I didn't really chants.
Mm.
You know, a lot of these things
they're spiritual.
Spiritual, exactly.
Whether you believe it or not, the supernatural believes it.
Exactly.
And so.
I heard you. Yeah, they perk up.
Uh-huh. That's right. And so I think this brings into focus a lot of things, right?
Yeah, it does.
I'm not concerned about Donald Trump putting his hand on the Bible or not putting his hand on the Bible. It doesn't, you know, I have seen the fruit of what has already been done since January 20th.
Yeah.
And I've watched this fruit, and I'm telling you, what I see is the American people getting exactly what they wanted.
Well, they're getting exactly what he said he was going to do.
That's right.
That's one thing about Donald Trump, like him or not.
He'll do what he said.
He's going to do. You might not like what he says, but he's still going to do it.
That's right.
You know, he's not going to, if he says he's going to change the name of this body of water, the name of that body of water is getting changed. You know, or whatever. It doesn't matter.
The Gulf of America. That's interesting.
I like the ring of that.
Yeah. I think it'll stick.
I said, I wonder who the first country singer is going to make a song about the beaches of Gulf of America. Going to the beaches of Gulf. Panama City.
Oh, my gosh. They'll talk about drinking.
Yeah.
They'll talk about driving their truck down a dirt road. And I'm sitting on the beach at the Gulf of America.
Maybe we should write it. Get hit.
We could. I mean, if you got a divorce, the dog died, you know.
Hanging on Saturday nights in Georgia, every Saturday night, solid country gold, crying, loving, or leaving.
Is that right?
That's what it was. Either crying,
you know what?
Loving, or leaving them.
That's true. That's true.
Now it's all about drinking or premarital sex or, something.
But yeah.
You know, country music,
it's kind of dirty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's as bad as Two Live Crew in our day.
It really is. I mean, it's different. It's not like this is great music. This is so wholesome. No, I'm telling you, from what I hear, it's not wholesome. None of it is.
No. You know, and as a former partier, you know. And then you go back and you listen to it now, you're like, good gosh, that's all they talk about. You know, no wonder I stayed in the bar, you know. That's all they talk about is bars.
Neon lights. Stay. What is it, sitting under the neon moon?
Yeah.
In the neon moon. It's like everything's about, you know, the party life.
I seen a
TikTok. And then they'll throw in there church on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you guys aren't saved. You guys don't live a godly life.
There was one, I can't remember what it was. He said, he was talking about, he said, we're going to go to church, come home, you know, like families do. He said, we're going to cook some, drink some beer and cook some steaks. That was a country song.
Yeah.
We're going to go to church, come home, drink some beer and cook some steaks.
Because drinking beer is just normal. That's what everybody's supposed to do. Is that right?
Yep, I guess.
I mean, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, be you not drunk.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Don't be drunk, but be you filled with the Spirit, the Bible says.
You know, when I was saved, but still wayward.
Yeah.
I used to pray, God, when I get intoxicated, I'd say, Lord, don't come tonight. Oh. That verse would, you know, I remember that verse. I was like, don't come tonight because don't be drunk, you know, and I knew.
Well, the Bible says that's one of the people that's going to be outside of the gate in the book of Revelation. They're not going to get in.
Same as the days of Noah. That's what they
were. Reviler, drunkards, they're in the mix.
How many of them is going to miss when the Lord comes? Could it be passed out, partying up, and just like, what in the world?
Newsflash, guess what? Being drunk is a sin. It's a sin.
Being drunk is a sin.
Being drunk is a sin.
Here's the problem. There's a Paul talks about a little wine is good. So anybody that drinks loves that verse. Well, they jump on that.
That's the gold. That's the golden goose. That's the golden egg that was laid from the golden goose, buddy.
Turn water into wine. First miracle Jesus ever did.
They can't quote no scriptures, but they know that one. And they know Matthew. Thou shalt not judge. Yeah. That's the only one. That's the only ones they know, buddy. That's the only ones. Yeah. And they'll live by that. Yeah, they'll live by it. But there again, he said, take a little wine.
Yeah. Take a little wine.
Take a little wine for thy stomach's sake, right? Yeah, you ain't doing your stomach no favor if you're, you know,
it didn't
drinking
say half a bottle, you know. Little wine. Little wine.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, here we go. I think we've solved the mystery here. Okay, guys, there is no conspiracy here.
No, there's not.
And what I want to tell you is this. Stop letting these rabbit trails distract you.
Yes.
I think you need to stay focused on what matters, right? The results are going to be something that's going to be really good for America.
That's right.
I have no problem with America First agendas.
No.
I have no problem with it. I have no problem with them cutting funding to other nations and saying, we're not paying $50 million for condoms to the people of Gaza.
Yeah, let's get ourselves back in line, and it'll get us a plus.
That's right.
And then we can bless somebody.
That's right.
You can't bless out of an empty wagon. You know, if your wagon's $12 trillion in debt, hey, we got to get our reserves up. You know, I'm sorry, Ukraine, but we got to cut you off for a minute.
Ukraine, go get your own funding. Go do something yourself, buddy.
Drill, baby. I'm sure there's oil over there. Start drilling.
That's right. Ukraine, you're on your own.
Pan for gold in them rivers.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to see a turn in America.
Yeah.
And don't get distracted by conspiracy theorists.
As far as this
mad Christians running around here. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Donald Trump is not the pastor of the United States of America.
Come on, say that.
Okay.
And whatever he swore to or he took an oath to.
That was from here?
That was from his mouth. It came out of his mouth.
That's right.
And I bet you a $100 bill that he's going to hold up to it. And you know, we can go back and play the 2.5-minute clip of what he swore in to. And he's going to do to the best of his ability.
And we'll probably get this added into the video. I want people to be able to see it while we're talking about it, whatever's going on.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. It is a clear. It's a clear rush.
Oversized.
It's a clear rush. It's a mistake. That's right.
You know.
Does that mean Carrie Underwood, the music not working? Does that mean something bad is about to happen because the music wasn't working?
I think we're looking so desperate for something. You know, just let it be what it is. You know, it's the equipment froze up. It just happened. You know, like it did on us a while ago. And now stuff happens. Everything's not evil, and everything's not good.
Right. You don't have to go into this deeper level of some things are just there and it happens, and there's not some deep meaning behind it. And I think we learned a lot in America from this QAnon movement.
I forgot about that. Whatever happened to him? Q, where's he been?
I don't know. I want to know what the white hats were doing for 4 years while we were sitting around suffering through Biden and through the not. I mean, okay, you want to talk about crazy? How about the people that he put in charge of our country? Yeah, they're mad because we're trying to put real family people in positions, and they got a man who dressed up like a woman, and put him in the Secretary of Health position, the most unhealthy looking human being ever. They want to, you know what I'm saying?
How ridiculous is that? Let's bring back common sense, first of all.
That's right.
Let's just start with there.
That's right.
You know, we don't need pedophilia drag queens reading stories to our 8-year-old kids. That's common sense. Come on. I mean,
that's right.
It doesn't take a rocket science to figure that out.
Correct.
You know, let's just fix the easy stuff.
That's right.
And he's put people in charge. Look, we all got a past. Pete Hegseth and all them guys, they had a past, you know. I don't care. You know, if they've changed and they say, hey, I'm not the same person anymore. Thank God.
Do you remember the guy that was, they were giving him a hard time or something like that? And he goes, how many of you have showed up to a late night meeting here for a vote?
The Congress.
Yeah, the Congress. And he said, how many of you, y'all were straight up drunk?
Yeah.
I mean, drunk.
You know, they get hammered and go back in there and vote for stuff.
They go around the corner to that bar. You know, they do. So anyway, you know what? Congress, shut up. Media, shut up.
Yeah.
All the people out here, shut up. We don't care. I don't care if your complaints. I don't care. Oh, he signed so many executive orders. Guess what? They're going to help our country.
Hey, keep signing them.
Get resources. We do have an energy problem in our country. We've got a lot of issues. You know what? I will take Donald Trump over Biden every day of the week.
Kamala.
Yep, I will. Absolutely. The policies are going to bless America, help America. And I'm not a prophet. I'm a pastor, but I'm not a prophet. But I can tell you what's going to happen. We're going to drill.
Yeah.
We're going to increase our surplus.
Yes.
We're going to reverse what Biden did. We're going to have reserves. We're going to create a surplus. It's going to drive the price of oil down. The price of gas is going to go down. The price of eggs is going to go down. And every other item that is shipped by truck, which, by the way, is everything you buy.
That's right.
It's all going to begin to go down. And I believe the money's going to start riding itself. I believe inflation is going to go down. Interest rates are going to go down in the next 4 years.
He did it 4 years ago.
In the next four years, we're going to set records in the stock market. We're going to see all kind of stuff.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. It does not mean that the wicked and ungodly people that are in this country, and y'all know who I'm talking about, and quit acting like they don't exist. I'm ticked off that there's evil and wicked people that are in high places in our country, and we've got dumb Christians walking around going, oh, no, they're not. They're really a good person. I'm like, are you kidding me? George Soros is donating to these people. He ain't good. You cannot tell me that these people are good. Come tell me Nancy Pelosi's an honest and a God-fearing woman. No, she is hyped up on drugs. She's hyped up on pills. And her husband is trading for her, insider trading.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's clear. It's proven. There's nonsense going on. You cannot tell me there's not wickedness going on afoot. So guess what?
Them rascals out of there. That's what I said.
We need, listen, if they're corrupt, get out. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republicans. Get them out. Get them out. Get them out. Get them out. We need an honest government.
If you run a car manufacturing company or you obviously know how to make money and you know how to do some things. to be a billionaire, you got to know some things, right? So let's get some, you know, not somebody that's just been handed everything. These career politicians.
Big mistake having career politicians.
Red and blue. They're both on both sides. They make a career out of just sitting there, getting lobbyist money, doing absolutely nothing. And
they just like to point fingers at everybody else.
You know, they wanted a J6 happening, you know, which was all staged up. But by gosh, that's what we need. We need to say, all y'all gone. We're setting up shop.
Correct.
You know, now he's kind of doing that. He's like, we're not going by the old one. When he was here, you know, 4 years ago, he's like, I didn't know who to get.
That's the truth.
I had advice. I took advice from people. And they's like, you need to get this guy to do this. You need to get that. You know.
Get these people in your cabinet. Yeah, get these people to work for you. They're good. They're lobbyists. They're blah, blah, blah.
Now he's like, no. I'm getting people I know that can do this job.
That's right.
Like that.
That's right.
Good guy. He's like, I know they're going to come after you because like, yeah, because of your past. Because
they're afraid.
Yeah, he's like, but you're the man for the job. You can handle it. You know, you're built
for this. That's right. That's right.
You got a military mind, you know. And he's like, you're the guy. So. Let's see what happens.
Well, I think America's got a bright future.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And what that means for the church, I'll say this: say what you want about Trump, but he's the most pro-Israel president in the history of our nation. Right? He actually, in his last term, he moved the capital, recognized Jerusalem as the capital, and had the embassy moved. Amazing. He actually kept his promise on that. God has honored it. Okay. So we defended Israel. We continue to fight for Israel. Trump is pastor Christian friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. He ain't out here threatening to shut us down.
Come on.
He ain't out here threatening to come and get us.
If you congregate, we're going to lock y'all up.
Yeah.
What kind of nonsense is that? We're worshiping God together. We're serving the Lord. We're feeding the poor. Look at the Western North Carolina. Who's doing anything up there? It's the churches.
The churches are. That's who's getting it done. That's right.
I mean, he rolled through there the other day and had a press conference. He's like, how come nobody's doing nothing up here? He's like, only the churches are doing anything.
That's true.
You're getting no help.
That's the truth.
You know, and I feel terrible for him, but, you know.
That's right.
Things about to change.
Yeah. So he's friendly. Listen, I was in several meetings, pastors' meetings I got invited to come to. They asked him hard questions. They talked about all. He said, we are going to the Johnson Act. I can't remember the details of it. We're going to make sure that there's no discrimination against pastors. They can preach freely.
Yeah.
I'm like, when was the last time you ever heard anybody say that? I'm a minister of the gospel, and I preach the gospel. I don't want anybody messing with me messing with God and messing with the Bible, telling us what we can and cannot preach. You know, that's nonsense. So somebody stands up and says, I will defend the churches and they should be able to do what God has called them to do without interference. Guess what? I'm for that person. So you know what? I believe the next four years, if they do not try to unalive Trump, the next 4 years are going to be some of the best years for the church.
Yeah.
And it's our time to shine, take advantage of what God has given us.
Yes.
And here's what I'm going to say.
Come on.
If God, if the church does not stand up and do what is right and do what is expedient now, then it's done.
Yeah.
We're over.
Yeah. I think he's
soon and very soon. We're done.
You know, I still think a big harvest is coming. Another great awakening. And, you know, I'm not saying, I just think it is, but I think starts at the house of God, right? The church. The church is not right. We got to get the church right.
There's a lot wrong with the church.
There's a lot wrong with the church, but I see a restoration coming.
Amen.
A rebuild. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And you know, these pastors are getting their passion back. They're like, forget you, deacon board. I'm going to preach the Holy Ghost. You know, it's not about denominational walls are coming down in Jesus' name.
That's right.
I think that's taking place.
The power's going to return to the pulpit. The anointing's going to return to the pulpit. We're not going to be hindered.
That's right.
You know what? If Zuckerberg actually does what he's supposed to do and he promised, there will be no more
squelching the gospel online.
Censoring the truth and censoring to men. Let me tell you something. I have seen it with my own eyes. I know it happens. I've seen it. So if they will do that, then the gospel will be able to be spread even more and in greater. And I praise God for an opportunity to be able to preach and see the lives of people being changed. Amen. And the church is poised to grow.
That's right.
The next 4 years, and that's what we're going to do. That's what this podcast is doing.
That's right.
We're here to help people grow. Listen, a lot of people got thrown off about this hand on the Bible.
Don't get distracted by that.
If you go to a court of law, they'll say, "Do you swear to tell the truth?" Blah blah blah. And as a Christian man or woman, you don't swear. You don't have to. It is against the word of God. You can actually say, "No, I affirm to tell the truth."
Yeah.
Because you don't have to swear on a book.
Yeah.
A liar has to swear on a book to tell the truth.
That's right.
Not a truth teller. So yes, you know what? Yes. Donald Trump puts his hand on that book. He doesn't put the hand on the book. It doesn't matter to me.
That's what he says.
It matters what his intent, what his heart is, and if he'll follow through with it.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm in agreement with you.
Praise God. Listen, this has been an amazing session. Thank you for being here with us. We love you, and we appreciate you so much. Thanks for being a part of the KTF family. We are so honored and blessed to have you. Listen, we do this. We don't charge anything. We don't ask for anything. We do this out of love. So all we simply ask is that you share. That's the least you can do. Let's get the word out and let people know there is truth out here, and we don't have to listen to lies of the media anymore. We can see and divide, rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I think it's going to be huge. It's probably the KTF podcast. It's probably the best podcast. I don't know. I've seen a lot of podcasts. It's a really great podcast.
We might get him on one day.
Maybe we'll have him on.
Yeah, in studio.
Maybe we'll have Donald Trump right here in the KTF studio.
Never know. Stay tuned.
That's right. Praise God. All right. We love you guys. Remember to keep the faith all the way to the finish line.